from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. At UC Berkeley, scientists studying how to feed our growing need for energy have turned to a surprising source. As Lauren Summer reports, researchers there are trying to produce the next generation of green power by mimicking something every weekend gardener works to clean up.
You can find plenty of cutting-edge technology here on the University of California, Berkeley campus. But the lawn next to the chemistry buildings probably isn't the first place you'd start.
We're looking at the world's most sophisticated solar technology.
That's an oak tree?
Yes.
Graham Fleming is a professor of chemistry. He says, although we may not think much of those green leaves, they're using extremely advanced technology.
It's a very complicated and sophisticated process. It's just humbling to realize what complexity is going on in those leaves up there.
We all learned the basics of photosynthesis in grade school. Plants take in water, carbon dioxide, absorb sunlight, and bingo, energy. But Fleming says that process is so complex, scientists don't know exactly how it works. One mystery is efficiency. Leaves don't use all of the light that hits them, but once they absorb the light, they convert it into energy almost perfectly.
The initial steps can be essentially 100% effective. And so we would like to learn. We don't know why they are so incredibly effective.
Since photosynthesis uses abundant materials like CO2, understanding how to mimic it would be a game changer for making renewable energy. But copying that natural process isn't easy, says Fleming, because photosynthesis happens so quickly.
So here you see where it all starts, which is the first laser.
In his lab, Fleming points to a table with a series of lasers, which are directed at a small vial of photosynthetic molecules.
And it involves making very short light pulses that are approximately 10 million billionths of a second long, and then using those to initiate the first steps of photosynthesis and following what happens.
And by following what happens, Fleming's lab has uncovered some strange things.
We've discovered that quantum mechanics comes into the early steps of photosynthesis in a very surprising way. This is a little bit complicated to explain.
Okay, it's very complicated to explain. But the basic idea is that at the small scale, the nanoscale, everything scientists know about physics goes completely out the window. Energy isn't just focused at a point. It also spreads out like a wave. Fleming thinks plants take advantage of this behavior, and that's why they can transfer energy so efficiently. Up the hill at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, researchers like chemist Heinz Frey are working to design an artificial leaf. And while they're certainly taking a page out of nature's book, Frey thinks photosynthesis can be improved upon for our needs.
It's 3.5 billion years old. It's what nature came up with a long, long time ago. And that means that nowadays we have other materials available and we can maybe make something better.
Artificial photosynthesis uses the same inputs as natural photosynthesis, water, CO2, and light. But instead of building a system with organic materials like a leaf, he's using more durable inorganic materials. And he says the end result will be different.
Plants convert carbon dioxide from the atmosphere to small sugar molecules or to other chemicals the plant needs to live. We don't want to make small sugar molecules, we want to make solar fuel.
Frey says instead of making sugars like plants or electricity like solar panels, this technology would produce fuels like butane, which could be used for transportation or in fuel cells. His big breakthrough was developing a chemical catalyst that mimics the first steps of photosynthesis, using light to break apart water.
Okay, so this is now about 40 milliliters of aqueous solution.
Frey points to a small vial of water in his lab. He aims a laser at the vial and air bubbles begin to emerge.
That is oxygen gas produced in the solution.
Frey says this chemistry will go inside membranes that could one day be installed just like solar panels, except these solar panels would produce fuel. His goal, 1% efficiency in 10 years. That's far behind most renewable power today. But he's counting on the fact that the world's appetite for energy will continue to grow.
You have now a number of technology, particularly in the sunlight to electricity area, which are on the market. And, you know, this may be fine for megawatt, but terawatt is a very large number. And that doesn't mean that these technologies are suitable for scaling up to that huge number.
And since artificial leaves would absorb carbon dioxide, they would create a carbon-neutral fuel, which could be important in the fight against climate change. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED Radio News.
Learn more about photosynthesis and how it's kind of like a foosball table on the Quest blog at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the Amgen Foundation.